I would invite everyone to stand and we'll sing verses 1 and 5 of hymn 731. May be seated as we hear from God's word.
A reading from Isaiah. For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it, or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. There shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build, and another inhabit. They shall not plant, and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be offspring blessed by the Lord, and their descendants as well. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. But the serpent, its food, shall be dust. They shall not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please stand together for the gospel. The Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that this is all about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and the time is near. Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes and in various places famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. This is one of those texts where I say the gospel of the Lord and you say praise to you, O Christ, and I really wonder how much we both mean those statements, because in this text we talked about death and hatred and earthquakes and famines and plagues. Not to mention it's the passage on the Sunday where we called our next pastor. All will be thrown down, that temple, that beautiful temple. There's a passage in here that made me think to prepare my sermon differently this week. Usually, on a Sunday evening or Monday morning, I will read the passage of Scripture that I'm going to preach on, and then I'll study it on Tuesday, I teach it on Wednesday, and then I write on Thursday mornings. But I was convicted by a portion of this reading, and so today I wanted to see what it would be like to speak to you from my heart without notes. For the second time, I believe, in my history as pastor here. This is what Jesus says to the disciples in the midst of all of this chaos. Make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom. I think about how hard it is for all of us to speak from our hearts when it comes to our faith. Perhaps we're afraid that we're not eloquent enough. Maybe that we don't know enough because we're speaking about a mystery. Maybe we're worried that we will be hated or that it will divide us from our families. But when we speak from our heart, what God has put on our hearts, something incredible can happen when the Holy Spirit shows up. I think about how each text we had today had a building up or a breaking down. And so the heart of my message for us to consider is, what is it that we hold on to when the rest of the world is crumbling around us? What are the things that give us security and hope and assurance when we can't count on the thing that maybe we've always counted on? Like the people in Jerusalem counted on the temple. This massive temple took over 50 years to build. When Jesus was speaking about this temple and it being thrown down, it was about the year 30. But the gospel writer of Luke wasn't writing until about the year 90. And in the year 70, it was destroyed. And so part of this gospel text for us today has an element of past and present and future. And so what do we hold on to? Sometimes I think we're tempted to hold on to things that are more temporary. Security in finances or success. Security in how our family is or isn't. Security in the places that we find comfort, like our home or even our church. It's ironic that this passage comes this week because there's mention of earthquakes in it. And I, in my new role, had just met with the church mutual rep who told me this week that we didn't have earthquake coverage, which I thought was interesting. That on top of the reality that so many different things are changing around this church. Like even the copier a month ago decided it was time to go. So it died. And we have a loaner thanks to E.O. Johnson. And then last week the compressor on the freezer decided to go. So it's not that the rocks of our temple are crumbling. But it is the idea that even a place like St. Andrew that has been a gift to this community for 40 years can feel as though it's in a season of transition where things don't feel like they always have. But I think about how in the passage from Isaiah that Mark read for us, we hear a vision of a day when all will be made well. And that gives me hope. Because I think about how when I started this job, when I started this call, I never wanted to forget what I believed to be true at the beginning, which is that Christ is the hope at the rock at the bottom. I can't hold on to a lot of other things with the same kind of permanence, but I can hold on to the promise of God in Christ Jesus, who will always be there, even if I am at rock bottom. Or even if it is not yet rock bottom, he will go with me to the next and through the next phase, because he himself experienced rock bottom. And the good news is that it's all headed somewhere, a day when the wolf will feed with the lamb, and there will be no hurting or destroying on God's holy mountain. Together, I think we can share that news of hope, even if we don't feel as prepared or as eloquent or as professional maybe as we would like to be. But God gives us the words and the wisdom, and we can trust God's Spirit that moves among us now to share that word of life with a world in need. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let's stand and sing. Let us pray. Faithful God, when we question the future, you reveal the hope of victory through your Son. Give us the wisdom to rely on your words and the courage to witness to your love and your faithfulness. Lord, in your mercy. God, our ruler, you judge the world with righteousness and the people with equity. Grant perseverance to world leaders and elected officials, so that they may never grow weary in doing what is right. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, you offer peace to fearful hearts. Heal the hurts of all who suffer injustice and persecution. those who spend months and years in prisons and in hospitals, and for anyone in need today, especially those on our prayer list, those for whom a candle has been lit, and those we name in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, we celebrate, Lord, lives joined together in the covenant of marriage, and we pray for those recently married, especially for Kyle and Megan, Chase and Ashley, Josh and Tia, and Tubi and Mallory. Lord, in your mercy. Everlasting God, we await the dawn of a new heaven and a new earth, and we give thanks for your beloved who have died in Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Rejoicing in hope, we lift our prayers to you, most gracious Lord, trusting that you have received them in your care. In your name we pray. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share Christ's peace with one another. One logistical piece I didn't think through is that we have a noisy offering today. So I would love some volunteers to come and help receive the noisy offering. It'll be going toward the library ministry today, which is a wonderful gift to this congregation. So if a couple of you wouldn't mind, and a couple of kids that are here, maybe help with the noisy offering, that would be wonderful. Thank you. All right. Did we get everyone? We missed you. Give a little wave. I'm going to put her on the spot. Sue Kesar is here. She's sitting over here. Can you give a wave? Sue is the chair of the library ministry. She does a fantastic job. And it's always changing. There are always new periodicals in there. Yeah. Thanks, Sue. So let's have a prayer, you guys, for the good ministry of the library. So come on over when you're done. And we'll have a prayer. Come on over. All right, let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for the wisdom and insight you instill in all of us and for the gift of this library that we have. We pray that it might be a blessing to those who are seeking knowledge about you and about this world. Empower Sue and the library team to be emboldened to make good choices for what we read and receive. And thank you, Lord, most of all, for your love through Jesus Christ, who is the Word, our God, who loves us in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we'll proceed with our regular offering. pray. God, our Creator, you give us all we are, all we have, all we bring, and all we need. Draw us together around your table with all your saints on earth and in your eternal home. Let us eat and drink your promise of new life, that we might be your promise to the world, spoken in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This is Christ's table, and it is open to all. You may be seated. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you always in God's grace. Amen. Let us pray. We thank you, God, our host, for inviting us here to taste the future, when you will feed all the hungry at your table. Keep this hope alive in us and in our communities, so that we might bring hope to a suffering world. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. I'm pretty sure there's some cake left from the 8 o'clock crew after our celebration. So enjoy some good fellowship today. And we'll sing our sending song. Let's do the first and the last verse of hymn 452. The first and the last verse.